details on a shooting in Tulsa. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. An update from police on the incident in a medical building.
Deputy Chief Eric Dalglish says this incident claimed a total of 5 lives.
Yes, 4 innocents, 1 shooter.
He said the shooter had 2 weapons, a rifle and a handgun. The shooting lasted just a few minutes. Dr. Cliff Robertson, the St. Francis Health System CEO, said the hospital is there to help people.
This senseless, horrible, incomprehensible act is not going to change that.
Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum says some will want to make this a political discussion about guns.
That is something to be had in the future, but not tonight.
He said now is for focusing on the lives lost and why. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The school district police chief in Uvalde, Texas, is denying reports that he has stopped cooperating with state authorities investigating last month's shooting at Robb Elementary School. Pete Arredondo says he has been talking to them daily. There have been questions about the police response to the shooting after it was revealed officers waited outside the classroom while the shooter was firing at children. Authorities in Ukraine say a Russian missile hit rail lines in the western Lviv region, a key conduit for Western weapons supplies, as Russia also continues to target the east.
Russian troops fire rockets as they advance in the eastern Ukrainian town of Severodonetsk. Thousands of civilians remain trapped in the area. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his army is losing 60 to 100 soldiers each day as some troops are pulling back from the frontline positions. The battle for the Donbas region grinds on, and Ukrainian defense officials say Russia is also suffering military losses.
Fox's Trey Yingston in Lviv. 2 earthquakes have killed 4 people and damaged homes in southwestern China. State media says 14 others were injured. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
2 more federal civil rights lawsuits have been filed against the former Minneapolis police officer who was convicted of murdering George Floyd.
Zoya Code and John Pope Jr. say before Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd by putting his knee on Floyd's neck, he did the same thing to them.
I felt that I couldn't move and breathe, and I expressed that to him. And it's like he didn't care.
Pope was 14 when it happened in 2017. Both Code and Pope say they have filed a lawsuit against Chauvin, his superiors, other officers, and the city of Minneapolis, saying their civil rights were violated. Chauvin pleaded guilty in December to federal civil rights charges in the incident involving Pope. Chauvin was also sentenced to more than 2 decades in prison last year after being convicted of Floyd's death. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A California man who spent 21 years in prison for a gang murder he says he didn't commit has been declared innocent by a judge. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office says Alexander Torres was freed last fall after a judge set aside his conviction. Another judge declared Torres was innocent after prosecutors found another man as the shooter. The head of Tesla is telling his employees to report to the office.
Elon Musk says on-site work is a must for Tesla employees. In a leaked email with the subject line, remote work is no longer acceptable, the billionaire boss says employees who wish to work virtually need to spend a minimum of 40 hours a week in the office or leave the company. Musk thinks it's a reasonable policy, noting it's less than what is asked of factory workers, though he left a little room for flexibility in his decree. Musk saying if there are particular exceptional contributors for whom this is impossible, he will review and approve those exceptions directly. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Sheryl Sandberg, the number 2 executive at Facebook owner Meta, says she is stepping down after 14 years with the company. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.